I'm like, oh, I've got to see Stan Lee, you know, before he dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm like, okay, he's going to Boston Comic Con. I gotta see him. I'll stand in line for 2 hours, three hours, whatever, and I'll go, I just gotta friggin' see this man.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? He could be dead already, and they're just weakened at Bernie. You know, Stan Lee.
Right.
They're just.
Children of the Atoms!
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts,
Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Yeah, there's only one foot in the sand, and it's f***ing Matthew McConaughey's. You know?
Can you dig it? Aaron DeLosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
The Fly, personally, for me, stands out as a romance.
Can you dig it?
We gotta try
I just
to
can't believe there's that many of them.
There's so many. Like, it's for those unaware, there was a Friday the 13th dubstep remix on YouTube I was listening to earlier, and it was so good. Good enough I didn't bother bookmarking it, and I can't find it in my history because I Google Friday the 13th that much. But Matt and I were looking for it again. There's at least 1,000 versions of Friday the 13th dubstep songs on YouTube. So thank you all for your hard work. We're going to go through and see if I can find the song in particular I was looking for, because I was bumping it. It was very good. Because we need a tune to celebrate, because I don't know if you're aware or not, Maddie, but we have officially hit our one-year anniversary of the
show. Oh, my God, a year.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Right? So just to slam the techno, just podcasting it out.
Can't believe we made it this far.
Yeah, right? We've almost got it worked out, too.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. We're getting close. I think if we manage to hit a five-year, we should try to hire, like, Corey and the Angels to play, like, a live, like, five-year anniversary show.
Yeah, totally.
I think we could pull it.
I think by that time, he'll be cheap enough, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah,
we might be able to afford them now. I mean, who knows?
No, I think they're pretty pricey. I know they do they do private concerts and all that, but I think they were doing minor league baseball games. So I'd imagine like 5-10 grand maybe for that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, minor league games. Well, I mean, it depends. Is it Triple A, Single A? I mean.
Oh yeah, that does matter, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, Single A is pretty much high school.
You know, yeah. Yeah. What was it? Minor league. Yeah, they did a concert at a minor league show. Or a minor league baseball game, ended up getting kicked out. I think this might have been one of the very first things we ever talked about. Because you were unaware of Corey Feldman's musical talents at the time.
No, he
had yet to have blown up a Good Morning America like he has. So I played for you some of some of his hits, including Ascension Millennium, I think is one we should request if we manage to land him. Okay, let's see. The baseball game was the official site of the State College Spikes. Oh, is that a college team? State College, Pennsylvania. So they're a Single A affiliate.
Oh, Single A. And they got kicked out. So
yeah. So do you think 5 grand is still a fair price? Or is it a little lower now?
Maybe a little lower. Yeah. Oh, I mean, man. Single A tickets are like $5, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I wonder if anyone actually showed up for the concert instead of the game.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet there are people. There's some Corey heads that follow him around.
Corey heads. I wonder if they call themselves that. Maybe Feldmaniacs?
Yeah.
I think that's better.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
they
I went to
run like fish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They all wear old Michael Jackson knockoff clothes, and instead of a Fleet Light van, it's just someone's old VW. They just cruise around in, maybe like an old Jetta. I bet you he would drive a Jetta. He looks like a Jetta man.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe he stepped up to a Passat. You know, midsize.
I don't know, man. He keeps hosting those private parties at his castle. He might be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen the video, Ascension Millennium, it's by Corey's band called Truth Movement. It's Truth Movement, in case you didn't hear the first part properly. The whole video takes place in his house. But his backyard area is sectioned off into private cabanas, almost like it's a like a Vegas pool at a hotel, and you can rent out his property for parties and stuff. But I think it's extra to have Corey be on site for the party as well. So it might be a better deal just to rent the house and not have him around.
Yeah. I would think he'd do it the opposite way, where you have to pay him to not be there.
Right.
You know?
His business manager needs to change that up, then they're missing out.
Right. Like, yeah, I really want to rent this place. Are you going to be here?
But not that guy with the long hair. I don't want him here. He bothers me.
Oh, God.
I love Corey Feldman.
I really do. Corey. I wonder if he's on tour right now, like in Europe.
No.
In Europe.
That's
does he have tour dates?
Yeah. He does have a website. Let's see if we can check him out. CoreyFeldman.net.
You know, he'll do the single A tour in the United States, but then when he's in over in Europe, he's playing like 40,000, you know, seat stadiums and shit.
He is getting ready to go on tour, actually. You're correct, Matt. It's called Angelic 2, the U.S.
Because it's
Corey and the
tour.
Angel, so it's Angelic 2. I'm holding up two fingers because it's the number 2. Angelic 2, the U.S. But there's no dot after S. There's only a dot after U.
Weird.
Yeah. It seems like a mistake, right?
Yeah.
And that's just on his website right now for everybody to go see this.
Do the dates just say, like, to be announced?
No. There are dates. It starts off in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel on June 9th, and then he goes around to a couple towns in California. Portland, he's headed your way.
Oh. Portland,
Seattle.
Maine.
No. Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah, and then Seattle, a couple spots in Colorado, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Illinois again, Ohio. Oh, he's not coming to Michigan. Indiana, Pennsylvania. Is he headed up your way? Let's see.
Please.
North Carolina, if anyone is listening there, he is headed. Nope, he is completely skipping the Northeast.
God damn it. Gonna miss out on him.
But on July 22nd, you could go to Trixie's Entertainment Complex in Louisville, Kentucky.
Trixie's? So it's a strip club?
Entertainment Complex, so...
Yeah, so it is a strip club.
It's probably a couple of them.
So he's playing strip clubs and AAA venues at this point.
And some smaller theaters, yeah. I would, if he was close, like if he was playing in the state, I would go see it.
Strip malls? He's playing strip malls and stuff?
I'd see him.
Like Zach Wilde when he started out playing strip malls.
If he's smart, he'll team together with Steven Seagal and they'll go on tour together.
Hell yeah.
Like if stars of that ilk all got together with their bands and toured, it could accidentally be the greatest thing of all time.
As a big giant group, you know? Kind of like, God, what was that Johnny Cash group that the, like, not the Traveling Wilburys, or Wheelbarrows or whatever they are.
Yeah.
The other one, the,
Shit.
Not the Four Horsemen, the country guys. Woo! Damn it. Yeah. God.
You're required by law to woo every time someone says the Four Horsemen, and you have to hold up the four also.
But it had like Willie Nelson and like Chris Christopherson. Yeah. And
was it the Highwaymen or something like that?
The Highwaymen. There you go.
Highwaymen.
So it's going to be like them, it's going to be like Corey, Steven Seagal.
Would you call them the state road guys then?
Right.
Or the county road guys, something along that line?
Yeah, and you know, you'd have one guy playing and the other would just be four standing on shovels and stuff, waiting for their turn.
Maybe while Corey plays, Seagal could just be doing Tai Chi, like interpretive dance moves on the side.
I bet Corey would love that. It'd fit his music perfectly.
You could call it Rhythm and Swoons even, just to sell it with a little bit of panache. We need to email somebody. I think we're onto something here.
Yeah. get their agents involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know, their agents might just be them, like, you know, with like an accent on the phone. Yeah. Didn't Seagal have his Russian citizenship taken away?
Oh, I don't know. I thought he still was a Russian.
Or like he was in the news recently for something to do with his Russian citizenship, and I don't remember what it was.
He's probably tired of being blackmailed.
Oh, the Ukraine banned him for 5 years over some kind of national security something. Because apparently he has a bromance with Putin. So the Ukraine's like, yeah, you can't come for 5 years. I imagine that sucks for him because I bet a lot of his movies are made in the Ukraine now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. they're even lower budget than his movies before.
Yeah. Damn. Talk about a fall from medium grace.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> At least, you know, that kind of fall doesn't really hurt.
Right. Yeah. He's probably so aloof, he has no idea what's going on. Right. Everybody just still loves him. He's just ready to go about his day. Doesn't give a fuck about nothing.
I would love to see him do like an Aikido, you know, like a
show. Demonstration.
Yeah, a demonstration.
Have you ever seen the videos of him doing that? Like he's done, like the ones online where he's barely touching a guy's thumb, and like five guys fall off him at once.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the funniest stuff ever. Like,
or he's the greatest martial artist of all time.
Aikido is super badass.
Maybe his chi is just like that badass.
Oh god. Freaking Aikido.
He could be immortal if he makes it a few more years. His hair keeps getting darker and thinner the older he gets. I mean, how else could you explain that other than him, you
know, having amazing chi? It'd just be like five strands pretty soon.
No, he's so thick. I'm not kidding. His hair and beard are getting thicker and darker the older he gets.
Because they're painted on.
Oh, is that it?
Man, oh, wait, he does
the
wrong
spoil the illusion for me.
You know, spray on hair.
Yeah.
Because if I did that, I'd have a thick head of hair too.
Have you watched Ash vs. Evil Dead, the show at all?
Yeah, like the first. I watched the first season. I haven't watched the second one.
Oh, do.
Because now I just got Stars back again
for American Gods. Yeah.
So now I'll have time to like go back and catch up.
Yeah. Well, you know how there's a running joke of him darkening his hair. That's exactly what Seagal looks like. He looks like he's painted.
Yeah.
He's sick. But not like a good paint. It's just, I don't know what the hell it is. He looks fuzzy. If I had to put my finger on it, he looks fuzzy.
So like, it's like
you take
an
HD picture of Steven Seagal today, it looks like it was taken in 94. Like that's how fuzzy this dude looks.
So maybe he's got like this, he's got like the, you know, that rubber sealant spray that like covers stuff. Maybe it's like that, but like velvety, kind of like pool table spray.
I had to use that stuff
spray.
In my basement for water leaks. It's perfect, yeah.
Because you can
peel
it off.
That's what it looks like, yeah. Do you think there's just a pile of those peel-off collections like in a corner of his room somewhere? Like when he's done with his hair and beard, he just tears it off.
Tears it off, yep. Gotta get this off.
Like those old octopuses that used to run down the wall.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah. Those lasted only like five to ten times of throwing it, right?
Yeah.
Because they'd get all crusted with sand and
dirt.
Yeah,
it sucked
and crap.
Up every ounce of hair in your house.
Yeah, if you had a dog, forget it. They just end up being a little sticky
fucked.
Hairball.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter, she had those sticky hands. She got one in like a grocery store thing, and yeah, instantly, just as soon as it hit the floor, it's just every animal's hair just right to
it.
Yep. It's very effective that way. Oh, man. So another busy couple of weeks we've had since the last show. And a lot of it's been largely good news. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season has just been phenomenal. Like all the story issues they had, you know, probably like the last season, maybe the season before that a bit, where they tried to do the one big over arc, completely gone in this season, where there's three different arcs. You know what I mean? There's some common elements in between, but largely three different stories has worked out so well for it. It's been such a good season. And they've been officially renewed.
Yeah.
They're coming back for season five.
That separating the essentially stories.
Yeah.
It's been kind of like, it helps the Netflix, you know, Netflix problem of having too much of one story.
Yeah.
Like they kind of need to do it for Netflix where they're just like, they do eight episodes instead of like 10 or 12 or whatever.
Right.
You know, like they've solved it on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they'll do six episodes, then they go on break and they come back and have a new storyline, you know, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's working out perfect.
Or, I mean, with all these superheroes, I mean, you know, there are smaller level criminals where, you know, like three episodes are spent on one guy, then, you know, it's someone else. You know what I mean? Like, there are ways to break it up. Yeah, that is the problem largely. Like, they just, there's no real spacing. I mean, it hasn't really been an issue, like, as far as Jessica Jones went, because, you know, there was so much going on in that show. Like, that's really the one season that has felt there was no lull.
Yeah, I think, well, and the strongest villain to me, I think.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
he was,
hands down.
David Tennant's Purple Man was probably the strongest.
Yeah, he's really good,
and
that guy.
And deepest, because, like, he's just so malicious in what he was doing, you know? Whereas the other ones, you've got, you've got great villains, but maybe they end them too soon, or they,
Cottonmouth. Oh, what a tragedy, man.
Right, yeah, seriously.
So fantastic.
You know, but, I mean, in Daredevil Season 1, Fisk, I mean.
Yeah.
Those are the reasons why those didn't feel long, I guess.
Where do you think he shows up next, Fisk?
Fisk?
Who shows?
I don't know. Punisher? Maybe
that makes sense, right?
Right, because, I mean, they had that whole deal at the end of Season 2.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying, I'm going to be in your face, kind of thing.
Come for you, bitch, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much,
Or, since they're presumably putting the hand to bed for a bit with the Defenders, does he pick up, does Daredevil Season 3 essentially, him coming out? Like, Fisk getting out of prison and dealing with Daredevil?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and having, maybe Bullseye and stuff like that. Having that combination of things.
Yeah.
Going on. Where Fisk is end up being take, because now that if the hand is gone because of the Defenders, well, who's going to take over the criminal underworld or whatever completely? Right. It's going to be Fisk, would work great. And if you could really just keep him as the main bad guy, kind of like the comics where you can never really get to him.
Right, where he's he's moving always, all the pawns, basically.
He's just separated himself enough, but he's still the puppet master controlling everything. Would be a pretty great villain. So then, when you finally do take him down or take him out, it'll really...
It's big and meaningful.
Right, yeah. But something a recurring villain. what is it? I remember, who was it? On MacGyver, there was Murdoch, right? But I was just thinking, that's a villain that was came across on four different seasons.
Yeah.
Right. And each time he came back, it made it more real and the stakes higher and better.
Right.
And you're like, oh shit, Murdoch's back. How the fuck did he survive? He fell off a cliff.
Shit's about to get real. Murdoch showed up.
But if they do that with Fisk, that'd be pretty badass. If he's the main bad guy, but you can't get him.
Right. Kind of like what they tried to do with the Affleck one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But
I will defend the director's cut, the extended director's cut. It's worth a shot.
It's worth your extra 20 minutes.
It is. It really is. I'm not lying. If you watch X-Men Apocalypse or anything along those lines, you could donate the time to
Just
cover it. Just to see, if anything, Mike Clark Duncan as Fisk, Kingpin. He was fantastic.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, really good. Keeping it in TV, though, Gotham. My beloved Gotham got renewed for a fourth season. Really excited about that.
Went full crazy.
Yep, that's all they had to do.
That's all they had to do. Now they get the steady ratings.
Are you still not watching yet? Is it too much to add to the
plate? No. No.
You could literally start with the beginning of this season and, just keep rolling. It's so good.
I'm going to wait till binge it.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Season one, there'll be some slogs, but as soon as you hit season two, so good.
And binging, it's good too, because then I can sit there and if something's boring me, I can just fast forward real quick and then catch something else.
Yeah. Like I said, I tried doing that with The Flash. I tried figuring out what episodes I could give you from season two and on. It's just, I can't do it. Season three,
you don't like Future Flash?
Oh my God. The whole time the producer's it's going to be a big, nobody's ever going to see it coming. Within a week of Savitar saying that to him, everyone's like, well, it's Future Barry. He's like, no, it's going to blow you guys away.
Yeah, he forgot the comma or whatever.
Fucking I'm 17 weeks Flash. Later, it's like, no, it's Future Barry. It's like, Jesus Christ, what have I been watching? Yeah.
Yeah. More speedsters, man. More
that's
speedsters.
That's what you need, yeah, more speedsters.
Yeah.
Because if that's what the world needs, it's just more people that can run fast and fuck it up. Man, this guy, he can't, going back in time, I don't know, man. Whew. They make it confusing. They try to go out of the way this season to really fucking confuse you. It's almost and I have enjoyed watching it so far, but American Gods in that way. If you're not familiar with the books, you're probably really fucking confused as far as what's going on right now in the show.
I freaking love American Gods. I'm so intrigued by it.
Apparently, it's gonna be five seasons just for the book.
Oh, yeah, I could see it the way they're going now. It's going pretty slow.
Exactly. Yeah, each episode is like a page in the book, practically.
But I'm like super, like, because my wife's read the book, right? So, and she's saying it, like, this is going super slow. Like, you know, how long are they going to do this for? But I'm like, I just love every minute. I like how it's like, it's so slow. It's like meditating almost, you know, it's like, but it's good. It's like, so like,
it's a hell of a slow burn though, man.
Right. Like even like, I don't know if you saw episode 3.
Yeah.
But with Death, when he comes to the door, like that vignette or whatever, that 5-minute scene is just, it's so good, but it's like, strong. What does it mean?
Yeah.
What is it to the rest of the story? What's going on? It's like, well, you'll get it later when they introduce him in the real world.
Right. But not till season 3, which will be 2 years from now.
I think by season 1 they're going to have all the gods together.
They have to, right?
Right. They're going to have everything together and you know, not the showdown or anything, but they're going to have like essentially the beginning of a war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I've been reading on it, and like I gotta read the book now. So
I meant to also, but it's just you know, I started reading Harry Potter again, and you know how shit goes.
But I'm just I friggin' love it's the slow burn of the American
visually
gods.
Speaking too, stars, man, they have these styles they hit, like even going back to Spartacus.
Yeah,
it has this particular style it hits. It's just so unique. And, man, visually speaking, it's fucking spectacular to watch.
Yeah. So oh, definitely. Good. Yeah. But they're telling, and it's so great because they're telling so much of the story with just the visuals.
Yeah, it does help a lot, I'm sure.
they're not explaining it, which is great.
No, they're not.
Because you are, as the audience, Shadow Moon, right?
Right.
You are intrigued by what's going on. You don't have any fucking clue what's going on, but you're like, okay, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to roll with it, you know? Shadow Moon is the surrogate for the audience. And
that is a fuck of a good point.
You know, you're the same person as him. You know, you're just like, all right, go with it. You know, see what happens. Like, we don't even know who saved Shadow Moon.
Yeah.
Like, normal stories, they would be like, oh, well, this is explained by this. Well, you don't even know. Right?
No clue.
Was it his wife? Was it, you know, one of the other gods, the new gods, the old gods? Who did it? You know, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter. You know, because he's alive, he's fine. Right? Yeah,
I was complaining a bit tomorrow. If not every complaint, just talking. I was like, God, you know, it goes slow. It's like, should I read the books? And she's like, yeah, you know, you probably should. And I was like, well, it's like, God, it's just, is the book this much of a slog? You know, as a show could be a little bit. And she's like, well, I mean, you got to remember Brian Fuller. And I was like, oh yeah, Hannibal, like he does. He gets really artsy. Like, did you ever watch Hannibal, the show at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
The Red Dragon season, like all 3 seasons they did were great, but the Red Dragon season they did in and of itself was probably some of the best TV on during that time. And it was, you know, Breaking Bad was on. I mean, there was a lot of heavyweight shows on at that time, and they were so good. But yeah, a lot like American Gods. As soon as you said that, I was like, Jesus, that's right. Like, they take their time to tell the story. So if you don't have patience, you're probably not going to like these shows.
Right, yeah. If you're not intrigued by what's going on, you know, you're probably done and whatever. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, so, like, episodes 3 also had the genie, right?
Dude. I could hear just, like, most of America being like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right, like, well, you know, like, so there's a genie there, and like for me personally, I felt like he says he doesn't grant wishes, but he does.
Right. Right.
So like everyone I've read, they keep saying no, he doesn't grant wishes. No, he does. He granted 3 wishes. He picked him up in the cab. He gave him a romantic night, and then he gave him a new life. Those are his 3 wishes.
Oh, dude, look at you.
Right. So he didn't, but he doesn't grant like real wishes. You can't be like, well, I want $1 million.
Right.
No, like the wishes are a different, it's not really wishes. It's more like dreams or like your thoughts and like what your wants and desires.
Like what
he's
you
out
really,
there in the middle of the rain, right? He just wants a taxi to pick him up. Taxi comes. Right? No one was stopping for
Damn.
Him other than the genie, right?
Look at this
and,
guy.
And so in episode 2, he was seen in the blue suit.
The genie was?
Yeah, the genie.
No shit.
Yeah. So he was in that guy's blue suit because he took his not life, but he took his clothes and stuff.
Dude.
Yeah, there's a... This is going to be one of those series where you're going to end up having to go back and watch shit.
Like Twin Peaks and just watch about 1,000 times.
Exactly, because they are. They're giving you so much information, like with death, right? Him weighing her heart against the feather, right?
Yeah, what was that? I'm not too up on...
I think that's like not Egyptian... Well, he is an Egyptian god, but there is
if he's
like,
Anubis, right? Yeah, he's the Egyptian god of death, right?
So, yeah, there's like a fairy tale of having to weigh your deeds against a feather or something like that.
And,
yeah. but it's also like when he chose the door, you don't know what he chose for.
Right.
All we've seen so far is all the gods are pretty much assholes.
Basically.
They're all just self-serving pricks, right? Mm-hmm. Which pretty much all the gods are. But death, your first introduction with him is he's really nice. And caring.
Seemingly. But, I mean, you don't know what kind of world he threw into you, like you said. You know what I mean?
Right. But what is he? You know, so like maybe that answer that later. But I feel like all the gods are self-serving.
And, okay, so do you only have to have a cat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why didn't...
No, that's not her cat.
That wasn't her cat.
That's Bast.
Wasn't she talking to the cat like it was her own during that scene? Or did I...
Well, she was dead.
Was I just confusing that? Oh, she was already dead at the time.
Yeah, Bast is another Egyptian god.
Shit. The cat's a god.
Yes.
Wow.
Cats are gods in Egyptian, but the cat one is Bast.
Huh.
So, which is another important character, really important character from what I read.
I got to tell you, it sounds like you don't need to read the books.
Well, I've read so much about it, but I still want to read it because, like, Neil Gaiman's writing is really good.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, my wife said the read is actually really fast. It's a good read. But it's very complicated because there's a lot going on and it's not explained all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Spoon feeds you and just makes you, you know, fill in the gaps.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you haven't read on it, because I've read all the way through, like, all the stuff. But if you haven't read it, you're like, well, who is Mr. Wednesday?
Right, yep.
Do you know who Mr. Wednesday is?
As soon as the crows appeared, I was like, oh. And, like, you know, I've been asking her, I was like, is this so-and-so? And she's like, she won't say anything, but as soon as I got that one, she's like, yeah, you're right. It's like, boom.
Did you get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the, you know,
spoilers, everybody, we're just going to talk about it. we know as much as you do so far. If you're watching the show up with us, and if you're not, we're only 3 episodes in, so, you know, sorry. So as soon as the crows flew overhead, I was like, is he Odin? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay. So then, but in my head, me being stupid, like when he talks about his hammer, I was like, oh, is that Thor? Well, no.
No. So. No, yeah, no, hammer is, yeah. So like Neil Gaiman chooses all these really obscure old gods.
Yeah.
Stuff. So.
He's very, dude, it's so smart about this.
Yeah. 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 Neil Gaiman's next level.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But like, what is it, McSweeney?
Yeah, so is he a leprechaun, or is he a god, or is there a god of leprechauns? Like, I don't
so,
get
okay,
that one.
So I've kind of argued this a little bit with my wife, and she's like, no, he's a leprechaun. And I'm like, but I keep reading about the fact that he's not a leprechaun. He just says he's a leprechaun because he's, like, self-depreciating, and, like, he's, like, self-destructive. But he's an old, like, Gaelic god, or not Gaelic, but... what's the word? But he's like an old king wives tale type god, and he's very like he's a wanderer, and he has. It's weird, but like so, he describes himself as a leprechaun, but who knows, right? I don't know. he might be, but yeah.
Well, apparently Neil Gaiman has a sequel in mind for the book, you know, coming down the pipe at some point. So I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, supposedly that's supposed to be in the show, like parts of it.
Is it?
Yeah, like he's thinking of like kind of segueing into it or putting parts of what he's writing into the show because he's working really close with the
right.
show.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
So he's already laying the groundwork for his books as far as like stuff to do in the second or like in future seasons and all that. Dude.
But if they're gonna do 5 seasons, like.
But that's just for the one book. I mean, you know, so if he ends up writing a second book in the time, you know, he doesn't George R.R. it and he gets it out, you know, before, then they'll just have to keep rolling on the show. I mean, I don't imagine, you know, Starz has, like, they don't really have, like, a lot of, like, you know, of shows like that. I don't think. I don't know. I don't really.
No, they don't. I mean, they.
The network, so I imagine they could keep it going, especially
if they've got, like, Outlander and, what is it? You know, Ash, and then there's like maybe three others that are like.
And there's a pirate show, I think. Is that on Stars, right?
Oh, or
is that
Amazon? Yeah, Black Sails, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which I highly recommend.
Really?
Even though I've only seen like three episodes, it's really freaking good.
Is it like Johnny Depp style pirates?
No.
Oh.
It's real as shit pirates.
Oh, okay. So they all have scurvy and, you know, they're really horrible people?
Yes, they all are really horrible people.
I'm on board.
Although, wouldn't Johnny Depp fit in that? I guess. Apparently, he's broke. Did you hear that?
Allegedly, is he?
Yeah.
How is he broke? He's made like $1 billion, hasn't he?
It was like $750 million. Oh,
Jesus.
And because he had like a staff of 40 people, and he has like jets and stuff, and yeah. But he's broke, apparently. Oof,
poor guy.
I heard on the grapevine that he's like got nothing.
And he's got the new Pirates movie comes out in like a month, right? This dude's broke?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess he's going to be doing Pirates movies till, he's 80 years old.
I wonder, like, if he would go, like, the route where he would just take anything, like, how much it would cost to get an interview with him. Could we kickstart you think?
Right now, he's still a huge star, so.
So wait a couple months?
Yeah, maybe.
As soon as he does Dancing with the Stars, then we know we got him.
Oh, God. That's a ways off. Now that he's doing Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's
going to be a big star for a while.
Yeah.
A long time. Regardless of how horrible he is as a person.
Yeah, allegedly. Or
allegedly. just keep hammering that nail.
Just gotta get that out there just in case. Well,
is that slander or what is that?
I think it's print is liable, slander spoken. Yes, so slander. You know what's sad? The only reason I know that is due to Spider-Man.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I'm not a very red man. Unless you count, kids' books about little wizards.
Pretty up on right, which you have read multiple times.
Yeah, and about the hobbits. I do love reading about hobbits.
Yes, yeah.
But speaking of things, pardon me, we love to read about, Deadpool started out as a comic but has branched out into so many other things. He is now getting his very own animated series on FX.
X.
Gotta be sure you throw in that second one to not confuse people, yeah. It's being brought to us by Donald Glover, who at one point, as everybody knows, was pretty well favored to be Miles Morales in case they ever did a spinoff. He was fanficked everywhere for it. He and his brother, who are responsible for Atlanta on FX, singular, are going to be doing the show. And I think it's entirely possible. Zazie Beetz, she's going to be playing Domino in Deadpool 2. She's one of the breakout stars of Atlanta. So, I mean... he could go the Ron Perlman route, Ryan Reynolds, and voice Deadpool as well in the show.
He should.
He could, right? I mean, he seems like the kind of guy who's got that sort of love for the character where he'd be like, well, if it's Deadpool, I gotta be the one doing it.
That's a freaking easy paycheck, dude.
Gotta be, right? Yeah.
And come on.
Why would you do it? Much harder than what we're doing right now.
I mean, fuck. You've got like, maybe like 20 episodes a season.
Tops,
He freaking goes into work for a week,
mm-hmm.
does his freaking voice acting, and then leaves, and then gets a paycheck.
Yeah.
And then if they get to enough episodes, then they can do syndication. And
of course
getting
it
a paycheck, It's like, come on.
It's the same network, as Archer, It's Always Sunny. I mean,
freaking easy money.
Yeah. They know what they're doing as far as comedies go, too. And, it kind of stands to reason also that it'll be similar animation style towards Archer, because every animated show they've done... FX or FSX has done, is in that animation style. So we already have an idea of what it's going to look like. The humor that's going to be involved with it. It's going to be very adult being the channel it's going to be on. Like, is there any way this show fails?
No.
Yeah.
Well, unless they bury it in, like, shitty time slots.
I don't even think that would matter, just because of the love for the character,
Right, but then... And if they share it, like, because isn't FXX on Hulu as well? If it's on Hulu and stuff?
Yes, right. It is on Hulu.
So if they do share it, I think that would be a huge help.
Yeah.
Because, the people who want to watch it, like us,
mm-hmm.
aren't going to be watching it on a dedicated time.
No. Not that.
Right. Oh, I got to sit down at
That's nine like o'clock. Watching TV at your dad's house. Nobody wants to do that.
You know, so like if it's streaming right away,
yeah,
that'll be a huge help.
Yeah. Well, it's like the American Gods. It's always available at midnight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can like choose whenever you want to watch it during that day, and then it's not like you have to really avoid spoilers, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
Or if you're one of those people.
It doesn't seem like it doesn't feel like there's a lot of people talking about it as much as what they were like Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or Walking Dead, where you got to just throw your phone away. You know what I mean? If you haven't watched
American
the show.
American Gods?
Yeah, like at least not the people
on
I
Stars.
Know. Yeah. Is it just hard to get to, you think? Is that it?
Yeah, because it's on Stars and it's really confusing. What are you going to spoil?
Right. Like, what happened to the show? Like, I don't know.
So, like, even if I were to tell you the ending, you would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right?
If I told you the ending. That was my exact response. I was like, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
Right. You'd be like, no. What? Okay. I don't even know how you get there.
Right.
You know?
How is that possible?
It's one of those shows that even if you know everything, you're going to want to watch it.
I got to go back and start watching it again for Easter eggs and things I miss now, apparently. That's crazy. Yeah. Damn.
So, I mean, like...
Layers.
Yeah, exactly.
So many layers. Oh. It's crazy. Well, speaking of crazy, another trailer for Spider-Man came out. This one was an actual full clip from the movie. And in it, we got a real taste of our beloved Ned. I think I'm going to love this kid more and more. In the trailer, Spider-Man's coming home from saving the day. He's in his Spidey suit, and he goes crawling on the ceiling, and he drops down, and he unmasks, and he turns around, and Ned's sitting right there waiting on him. Maybe it's just me, but I would think his Spider-Sense would have picked up on someone sitting in his room.
Well, Spider-Sense is like...
Is it just danger, so Ned's not dangerous?
Right. Well, Spider-Sense is writer sense.
Right.
You know, like, you can use it whenever you want to use it kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
It's there like, if you need it, but you can ignore it if need be.
Right. It's like his mechanical web shooters, right?
Oh,
they can crap out when you need them to crap out, and they can
work
and be really awesome when they want to work, you know? Like it's...
Right. Good point.
So his spider sense can tingle when he's in supreme danger, but when Ned's sitting in the room and going to fuck his life over because he knows everything about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was more worried. Like, I think it would have been funnier if when he turned around, he was like, but he saved the Death Star.
Oh, but he caught it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Wow, what a good point.
You know? I mean, that Death Star is like 5,000 pieces and takes like 40 hours to put together.
You're missing your calling, man. I'm telling you. You should be out in Hollywood writing some of this stuff.
I'll be a script doctor. Just be Joss Whedon for a while.
Yeah. I mean, why not? He's off just, you know, making other superhero movies. Someone's got to step in and polish the scripts.
Yeah.
We got a little teaser for Marvel's Inhumans to tack on to their costumes. You know, they are what they are. I think we're going to see a few different versions of them, so it's fine. But the teaser was just that. I mean, it was a teaser. We didn't really see anything at all. All we heard was Ramsay Bolton just being creepy as all hell. So, I mean, you know, it's what you'd expect for him to sound like, being, you know, he does play a lot of villains, but he does it really well. It didn't dissuade me from looking forward to the show. I don't know if I'm going to make it to IMAX, though, because that seems like a bit of a haul for two episodes of the show, you know?
Well, I'll probably be there.
Will you really? For both weeks, like, because it's two episodes back-to-back, right? Or is it just the one episode?
I think it's back-to-back, but okay. I'm not, because I think it's, you know, the two-hour spectacle or whatever.
Right.
But, like, I it really depends. I gotta, if once the full trailer comes out, that'll determine whether I go.
It'll depend on how much lockjaw they show in the first trailer, if you show up or not.
I mean, if the CGI looks like shit, I'm not gonna go see an IMAX.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it looks bad on TV, it's going to look horrendous in IMAX. But
yeah. Well, remember
you
how
said
bad,
they had
like,
a massive budget, so...
Yeah, huge budget.
It's got to be good, right?
I mean, you know, like I said in the article on the website, Scott Buck is the showrunner, so, you know.
Yeah.
He did Iron Fist and Tremors 4, as I pointed out, so...
Fuck! Oh,
yeah.
Fuck! Oh, shit!
Yeah.
I bet Marvel's like, what did we do?
Right now, they're probably just like, Jesus, they got to get someone else out there to keep an eye on him. Like, yeah. maybe they're making him, you know, Skype like the Russo brothers, like, every day just to make sure, like, he's on
a they're probably too busy right now counting their Guardians money.
Right.
They're like, well, we got Inhumans? Ah, whatever.
We're fine. Yeah, we're good. We got Infinity War and, like, 9 other movies. We're going to be billionaires in, like, a month. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care. They got better shit to do. Yeah, so many Marvel shows. Another one that came out, we saw a teaser for it. It looked kind of boring. The Gifted. The teaser was super bland. But then the full trailer dropped, and holy shit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting where they go with that.
It looks so good. It looks so good. For those unaware, they really showed, like, it was all mutants. I mean, everywhere you looked, there was a mutant doing, like, mutiny, you know, cool superpower shit. They name-dropped the X-Men. They name-dropped the Brotherhood. So, I mean, you know, we do know, like, yeah, sure, shit, it's in the Singerverse, like, you know, clear as day. And the graphic, like, the CGI stuff they showed in the trailer didn't look bad either.
No,
like,
no.
It looked a lot better than some of the CGI you see in, you know, some TV shows, like, maybe on the CW. But, I mean, yeah, it looked great. I mean, I'm excited for it. Like, maybe they heard some of the people, like, poo-pooing on the teaser and decided to amp up the action in the trailer or the plan along, whatever it was. Like, they hooked me because this trailer is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that might be true. Like, they come out really early now with some of this teaser stuff.
So
and they
ridiculous.
Say, oh, hey, you know, let's get some feelers for this shit. Like, even the Inhumans, like,
yeah.
All right, let's show what they look like. See what everyone likes them, if they like them or not. You know, and if it looks like dog shit,
right.
You know, we're early enough in the, you know, filming of everything that we could probably, you know, spruce it up
Change
a bit.
Change it up a bit, yeah.
You know, but.
If only DC listened when those first pictures of the Joker leaked out.
Right, yeah, when there's like 40 million people saying it looks like dog shit.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of people saying that.
But then there was like five loud people who were like, this was the most amazing thing ever. And then they were probably like, they only heard those people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, did the trailer do it for you? Are you in to watch The Gifted, at least the premiere, just to check it out?
Probably the premiere, yeah.
Probably
see
the
what
premiere.
It, you know, if it grabs me, maybe I'll, you know, continue on. But
stick around for a little more.
Yeah. You know, it'd be like Legion. I was like, I didn't know if I was going to watch the whole thing, but then... You know, you watch the premiere and first episode's amazing and awesome, and you're like, all right, I'll give it a shot, you know?
Yeah. I need to dedicate some time to that. Like, most of the TV I watch, I mean, you know, it's kind of like half paying attention anyway, but I need to actually sit and make myself focus just so I could pick up on that. Like, I'm going to have to do the same thing with, you know, fucking American Guys. That went back to the list.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, Twin Peaks is starting again, too, so, God, it's just...
Gotta, yeah, there's a
I
lot
like
of
I gotta study. A lot of studying TV coming on.
Mind intensive TV.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, you know, not to make fun of it because I love it dearly, but then I have my Gotham. Just, you know, I don't gotta think. I can just sit and watch the spectacle.
It's your ice cream.
It is. Yeah. It's so great too. Motor City Comic Con's this weekend, and I'm heavily like John Barrowman's definitely on the list. For autographs, I'm gonna get.
Robin Lord
Taylor too, like as the Penguin, he is fantastic on Gotham. I'm gonna be hard pressed not to try to tackle that guy and give him a hug, tell him how great he is.
Yeah, you're gonna stand in line with for his stuff or?
I might, yeah. The Motor City Comic Con, the first year we went was a couple years back, and they were too big for their britches that year. They had Norman Reedus. They had a Boondock Saints reunion with Norman Reedus and Stan Lee in a building that maybe should have held 1,000 people tops. Dude, there were people waiting in line for 12 hours. It didn't, like, from opening till then didn't get in. Like, they got shoved away. Like,
and, like, a couple years ago, that was the height
of
Walking Dead.
Yes. It was brutal. So, yeah, and Stan Lee, you know, every time he goes to a con, I mean, he's fucking, people are going to show up. And
right, because, you know, oh my God. Yeah, so I was talking with my friend, you know, because we went to see Guardians or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've got to see Stan Lee, you know, before he dies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because I'm like, okay, he's going to Boston Comic Con. I got to see him. I'll stand in line for 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. And I just got to friggin' see this man.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? He could be dead already, and they're just weakened at Bernie. You know, Stan Lee.
Right.
They're just propping him up and putting him at places, and they've got, like, pre-recorded Excelsior, and they play that every once in a while.
I mean, you know, like, they could do it back in the day, how, like, when Lincoln got it, they put him in that cleared casket and just trotted him around. People would pay to see Stan Lee, I bet.
Stalin, or what is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You know, some shit.
Preserved.
Yeah.
The yeah. preserved body of Stan
they
Lee.
They could. If they're smart, they're making holograms of him right now for like next year, or not next year, Jesus Christ, you know, pardon my mouth, but like a couple years down, 30 years down the road when he actually dies, they could be like, you know, at the 2047 Phoenix Comic Con, and he's just, you know, CGI, you know, he's got the little, he's the little hologram guy just doing his stuff.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be real bummed if he dies next year. I'm going to feel like I caused that shit.
Yeah. Asshole.
Fuck, I know. Shit. Sorry. God. I'm so sorry, everybody.
I mean, they already did like four extra mid-credit scenes. They already filmed yeah. four of them just in case.
Do you think they filmed those for him pretty far in advance these days?
No, they've already filmed four of them.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Like for other
James
movies?
James Gunn filmed three and somebody else filmed another one.
Get
for
the fuck
next
out. Really?
Marvel movies. So they've
just
got
in
Infinity
case?
War... 1 and 2, Thor Ragnarok, and then what was the other one coming out? Fuck.
Is it Spider-Man he's getting in?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, they've got four already.
I mean, but it's very good. It's very smart of them to do so, but as Stan Lee, wouldn't you be a little insulted?
Man, maybe a little bit.
Right? Be like, go fuck yourself. I could do this, you know, next year. You know what I mean? They're like, no, really, we have to do this today. We can't even wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, he's only 94. I mean, come on.
Good on him. Yeah, he was very nice, but you get maybe like a tenth of a second to talk to him.
Yeah.
But it was still worth it. Just, I love your stuff. And like, that's all I could fart out of my face at him. And just, he's heard a million times over. There's nothing I could say yeah. to him to he'd be like, he'd say, you know what I mean?
I'd be like, you screw Jack Kirby, you asshole. I'd be thrown out, you know.
Yeah, that might get you the nod from
now, security. However, that would be hilarious if like I'm screaming out, getting pulled out by security, and be like, "You screwed Jack Kirby, you son of a bitch!" Just the whole way out.
You could rip off your shirt and just like yeah. have a picture of Jack Kirby on your chest. You definitely make somebody would be, you know, filming that on their cell phone for sure.
Yeah,
you'd be a hero somewhere.
It's a viral. Older man accosts older man.
Do you think you count as an older man yet? I don't think you're quite there. It would just be man assaults older man, I think.
Skinny nerd accosts older man.
Right.
Older nerd.
Was a couple years at San Diego Comic-Con, like somebody stabbed somebody else with a pencil, right, over a seat at a panel?
Oh, jeez.
Remember that?
I could see that. I could see that happening.
Somebody lost their seat at a panel and stabbed somebody else with a pencil. I'm willing to say it was probably attached to a compass. It makes sense. Especially given the crowd.
Big giant Captain America eraser.
Yeah.
At the top. Oh, God.
I got to try to get there. I tried to buy tickets again this year. There's no fucking luck, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to get. I've never even been offered the chance. I'd just like to get him one day. But there's Motor City Con coming up, so it'll be okay. You got John Barrowman, Kelly the Brock, a few other stars. So let's see who I can meet. If anyone out there is listening, you do see this pretty pink face bouncing around. Stop by and say hello. I'll be the one fawning over Robert Lord Taylor and John Barrowman. So.
And Michael Roker's going to be there, too.
I know. Yeah. There are some really good ones, too. Ron Perlman, too. So it might be an expensive
Luke Ferrigno?
No. I saw the Friggs a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
He kind of seemed like a Devo a bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a shame.
Yeah, right?
He's too good for the nerd crowd.
He was. Missy Vaughn, though. She was very nice. Remember her?
Yeah.
The most beautiful woman in Puppet Land. And she is.
Are you going to see
Kelly listening, LeBrock? Madam, I love you. Yeah, shit. I wonder if I could sidle up to her and, you know, just maybe strike up a conversation without being weird.
I'm sure it's going to be weird.
Yeah, probably.
But you know, the great thing is she probably deals with it.
She's been married to Steven Seagal. I cannot approach that level of weird on my worst day. Okay,
so that would be like you would have to ask a question. Ask her about it, Steven Seagal. Yeah.
Like, what does Seagal's balls look like? Or, you know, just like
does he use Romp Appeal spray on hair? You know,
like... Does he dye his bush? I think. Was he prematurely gray? I bet he was prematurely gray right around the root.
Did he ever use Aikido on you? Did you flip over?
Dude, there's no way. I might just go back later tonight and watch a few of those old Aikido videos, like his demonstrations, because they're
hilarious. Old.
They're
man.
So funny. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, yeah, Rhythm and Swoons, he and Corey Feldman need to go on tour together. It would be $1 billion tour.
All I can hear when I see those Aikido things is like the Benny Hill soundtrack. You know, bam, 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 because all these like just little dudes running at you, just bouncing off you and flying.
That's all
everywhere.
They do. Yeah, they run at him and like someone will touch like his hip and just go flying off.
Yeah, like flying like 20 feet. Yeah. Like those guys are super impressive.
They're such good athletes. Yeah, they make that guy look like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not stuntmen.
They might be professionals. I mean, maybe that's why they might have been from the Ukraine, but now he can't go back, so maybe we won't be seeing too many more Aikido demonstrations from Seagal for a while. what a strange time we're living in. Very strange. Even more strange, He-Man in the Masters of the Universe is finally getting some movement going. This movie has been in development for... what, since 2005, something like that. It's been going on 12 years. It's ridiculous. It's bounced around from different writers, directors being attached, blah, 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 blah. Last we all knew, most recently, McG of Terminator Salvation and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle was in line to direct the movie. Even as recently as 2016, I think it was, when Kellan Lutz, the guy from Hercules.
Yep.
Not Rock, not the Hercules. From the
Other Hercules.
The Other Hercules came out at the exact same time, to not be confusing, was petitioning to play He-Man. I've seen this kid in particular. Huge. He's massive. He looked like he could definitely fill the part, but he's not too solid. Like, he's not too comfortable behind, like, in front of a camera. You know what I mean?
Oh, what do you mean? He's not a good actor?
I think he would be fine on Riverdale, if that's any indication.
Well, the good thing is, if he's playing He-Man, it's not like he's got a lot of stuff to say.
Shouldn't be a whole lot of range in that, right?
I mean, Dolph Lundgren did it, so...
Okay, but, I mean, did you see the way he filled out that outfit?
No, okay, so, yeah. Right, yeah, he was I just wish his He-Man haircut, come alive.
If he had the actual bangs, that was my only real complaint. Oh, yeah,
because they went with the mullet instead of the actual...
He looks like he should have been playing bass in Poison with that hairstyle right, he had in that movie.
Yeah, they didn't go with the, not the little drummer boy, the little freaking painter.
Oh, yeah, the little Dutch boy haircut, yeah.
Yeah. I did freaking love that movie as a kid, though. I went and saw that in the theater.
Who didn't love it, yeah. It still stands up. I mean,
Masters of the Universe, mostly. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing a He-Man fucking t-shirt right now. Yeah.
I mean, it was so hokey. I mean, at the end of every episode, too, there was always, like, the lesson they tried to teach you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Such terrible bullshit we were raised on. But, I mean, yeah. We love it. That's why we're so excited about this movie coming up. So, back to the film. McG is no longer attached to direct, but there is a screenwriter attached to the film. Now, here's where the ick feelings could come into play a little bit. It's David S. Goyer. This guy has a track record of being really, really good or really, really bad. There's no middle ground with him. Like, no middle ground whatsoever. Either you get The Dark Knight, Constantine from the TV show, or you get, you know, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. I mean, and there's some other ones in there that have some super questionable things. You know, Man of Steel, you know, shit like that. So some of the CW shows, too, he's, you know, pretty heavy-handed and all that. So a bit of good news, bad news. McG is not attached, which is good. McGoyer, you know, I'm sorry, Goyer is now attached too, right? So that could be good or bad. It depends on how on his game he is that day.
Right? Yeah, and are they going to do the whole 80s route where they mixed it into the, you know, real world?
Oh,
where they just
going to
go
travels planets?
Full on Eternia, you know, badass fantasy weirdness. you know.
I bet you it's more of a relaunch where it's just going to be an attorney. I don't think they involve Planet Earth whatsoever.
I mean, they could do the first movie where they just do Eternia and then maybe, like, do some sort of mixed dimensional thing, but...
If they had to, but my fear then is they cross it with 21 Jump Street and then Channing Tatum.
It comes popping out of the dimensional portal.
Yeah. He and
Jonah Hill. Yeah. Oh, God. I think it's going to be awesome because, like, the CGI is now capable of doing Skeletor justice.
Battle Cat, too. Where the fuck was Battle Cat?
Yes. All the bad guys are going to be freaking awesome.
Many faces, right, wasn't it?
They're going to sell so many fucking toys.
Yeah, and we're probably going to be those assholes that buy them as adults.
Yeah. Are these for your children? No.
No.
I don't have any kids.
I have expendable income, madam.
Yes, they're for my four boys. Yes.
Yeah. Box those up, please, sir. I'll take them. Yes, I want both Skeletors.
Yeah, gonna get them by two.
Right.
You know?
Gotta keep one in just in case. Or what if there's different outfits? One has a unique toy. You know what I mean? It's just, you never know. Special weapons. So all in all, I mean, you know, it is good news, bad news, right? Like, in your mind, is there anyone that leaps to mind, like, right away as being an obvious choice for He-Man that you would throw in the running?
Obvious? No. I don't know.
Right? It's a hard one, isn't it?
Because, I mean, really, the role really is looks first.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta look the part.
That's very fair to say.
And if you can act, that's a super bonus. But right. If you can just look pretty and look badass, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
So then, and a lot of they did, too, with that movie Gina Carano did. I forget the name of it, but they surrounded her.
Haywire.
Thank you.
Haywire.
Yes, they surrounded her with a phenomenal cast, and it really not to bury her. Yeah, serious actors, like, not to bury her, but just, you know, they didn't let her carry the movie, which was smart. So they could do that, you know, with someone else.
Yeah. Well, and so, like, if you've seen the new cartoon,
no, there a new one?
Oh my God! Yeah.
No shit.
You haven't seen the new? Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay, you gotta go watch the new one.
I will. Where can I watch it?
Fuck. So it was on Netflix for a long time.
I'll just Google it.
That might be pulled now. I don't know. You might find it on Hulu.
I'm gonna check that.
You might be able to rent it on Amazon. Though.
What was it called? Was it just called
He-Man? It was just He-Man, Masters of the Universe. But it was like the new version, and the art is great, and they did a lot of. Like the backstory of Skeletor, and
really?
how he became Skeletor. So there's a lot of stuff they could pull from that,
huh?
Where they could have Skeletor's, like, essentially Skeletor's origin story, you know, to be a bad, super badass kind of thing.
Really?
Bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. Yeah, I just found it on the Google.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep, I'm gonna watch the shit out of
it. It's kind of like the new Voltron and stuff. Like, that's pretty good too. The one on Netflix.
I think Steven Yeun, he's one of the voices in there.
But
was it from 2004? Is that or 2009? There you go. Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. There's a. Yeah. See, it's not new, but it's.
It's yeah, newer. Yeah. Since '84. Right. I'm add that one to the list. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I'm gonna check that out. Yeah, so all in all, you know, that's some pretty good news. Another movie that's getting some traction, maybe much to the chagrin of some people listening to this, Hellboy is getting a new movie, but it is not going to involve Guillermo del Toro or Ron Perlman, so needless to say, it is not going to finish out the trilogy of the story that we're all familiar with from the movies. But Mike Mignola is still attached. I mean, so
that's
very
the
much
best part.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he goes, right, there's no need to fear, essentially, right?
I would hope so, yeah. And, you know, if maybe he gets more involvement, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he's writing the script with the other two guys, Andrew Cosby and Christopher Golden. I don't think either one of them had a whole lot of credits to their name, but, I mean, you know, Mike Mignola, he does all the animated movies, the comic book, I mean, you know, the movies itself. I think anything Hellboy, you know, kind of like Neil Gaiman, he is right up in the mix for he's going to be involved with, so... You know, I think that's pretty good news. And David Harbour has already been in long talks, apparently, to sign on as Hellboy.
Yeah, that's a good get.
That's Sheriff Jim Hopper from
Stranger Things. Yeah, I think he's
going to
be good.
Yeah.
I just hope I like the makeup in the first two.
That'll
I
be
like
a hard it. One to top is the makeup because it was
but
really
like,
great.
Maybe make it a little, you know,
thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that might be like Ron Perlman. But
yeah,
like, I don't know.
He's a big boy, Ron Perlman.
But I would also like to see a little more, more mirroring the comics,
right?
Like style. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just well, a little more higher contrast, that kind
of
thing.
A lot of that, I think was, you know, mainly, you know, Del Toro's, you know, kind of vision, which, you know, I'm excited that the movies are going to continue, especially considering that they're already teasing that the movie is called Hellboy Rise of the Blood Queen. So it's obviously going to be based on the Queen of Blood. Pretty badass witch for those who follow the comics. And Neil Marshall is attached to direct. Arguably, he's directed some of the best episodes of some of the best TV shows of the past few years, including Game of Thrones, Hannibal, Westworld, Constantine. So it's a very talented crew that's taken over the franchise.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I mean, it's not... It's going to be good.
It's got to be, right?
Know?
I mean,
it's
yeah.
got to be good. It just not might not be, like, super successful.
It's going to be...
You know?
Has enough time passed, though, for there not to be just... some solid comparisons where people are going where they could shit on it, you know, if they try to be more true to the comics but people love the Del Toro vision more, like isn't has enough time passed where people can accept it as a new one?
I think so. Yeah. I think if they carry over it's kind of the same type of I don't know, feel,
right,
but not maybe visually change it up a bit.
Yeah.
And well, who's to say they even changed the Hellboy makeup?
They could, yeah. Theoretically.
They could keep it the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Del Toro owns that, right? I mean...
Yeah, it depends on whatever makeup studio, I guess, they or effects.
Because is it the same studio? Like, who is it? Warner Brothers or Paramount? Who was it? Like the...
Who did the first one?
Yeah, the first two. Who did that one? Is it Dimension or something?
I don't recall.
But, like, you know, like, let's say they keep the same look.
Right.
You know? And then just...
It was Columbia Pictures that did that.
Maybe they do finish off the storyline, sort of, kind of. You know, not like...
I don't think there's
the
any
of,
way
Not
that...
the end of the Earth, you know, like, kind of the
right.
end of...
Well, eventually, I think, you know, they might get to that if the reboot takes off pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know. But they could, they very well could keep it the same.
Well, apparently, it's
although you would
they're trying
see,
to get rated R.
You know, it would definitely have a different look to it, a different feel, because different director, obviously, and stuff like that. But
yeah, well, Mike Mignola has gone on to say that it's going to be a version that is darker and more gruesome. Like they're going to
take it more
horror,
more like
oriented.
A comics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but if that's the case, I mean, they got to make it rated R, then, right? I mean, especially since, you know, with Deadpool, like, you know, Deadpool changed the game to make everything rated R, but Hellboy is really one that it kind of has to be rated R, doesn't it?
You know, I don't know. Like, if it's just featuring gore and, you know, maybe that they lessen the blood amount,
yeah.
they could get away with PG-13. Who knows?
Yeah.
And like, when you say gore, it could be like, well, the monsters or the witch or whoever is the bad guy. You know, it's a little more because like, there was like a not a cartoony, but you know there was.
I know what you mean though. Yeah, it had
a
like
whimsical
a,
fun to the first two.
It had
right?
it had a kid friendly feel without really being made for kids.
Right. So because like when he's first battling the monsters in the first one, the first monsters he sees, you know,
yeah.
he's kind of like punching them and having fun and doing quips and stuff mm-hmm. like that. You know, and that's sort of Hellboy.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, it is, but you know, it should be a little more. I guess you say darker or, you know, adult.
Yeah.
You know, I would say gothic would be a...
That's a hell of a great way to describe it, actually.
Better
gothic.
Term.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's more of like the art style. It's more
it
of
is.
A gothic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe maybe it doesn't have to be R, but it could still be...
Close.
It could still be dark and... yeah. Because it's not like he's swearing. You know,
no. all yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That usually that ends up pushing films over. It seems like
yeah.
the swearing.
So you're right. As long as they can keep the blood and gore. But to me, in my head, every time I hear gore, you know, I think like
you think like cutting a person in half and
yeah,
the blood. Just
I think
spraying
Evil
everywhere.
Dead splatter, where you know they throw blood on somebody. There's like a gallon smacking somebody in the face. Like there's an audible thwap. like when, yeah. when the liquid hits him.
Yeah. when you say gore, it could be monster gore. It could be, yeah. you know, where you're cutting limbs off a monster or something yeah. like that, you know, that kind
of
thing.
But I mean, if they do the Queen of Blood, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it'd be like trying yeah, to do a PG-13 version of a Blade. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, depends on what, like, I don't think our rating would hurt it.
No, probably not, you know? Right?
No.
Yeah.
I think most of the audience at this point is, you know, old enough.
That's a nice way to call us old without actually saying it.
Yeah. We're not collecting checks yet, so.
Not yet. Not yet.
No.
Before we know it, we will be, though. Well, moving on from things old to things new, the New Mutants movie has definitely gained some traction in casting its first two mutants in the form of Maisie Williams, who will be playing Wolfsbane, and Taylor Joy will be playing Colossus's little sister, Magic.
It's a very inventive name.
Yeah, because, you know, she seemingly does magic.
Yeah, what's her power? Oh, magic. That's right.
Magic. And Wolfsbane, in case you can't tell the difference, or I'm sorry, or figure it out for your own, she basically becomes a werewolf. And she's Scottish in the comic, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and Maisie Williams, she is English. But, I mean, that's, for most Americans, that's probably close enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah, both of those characters were created in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the New Mutants 90s came
out. Characters.
Yeah.
Is Magic spelled with a K?
It is. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Mutants 84. Yeah, so it was right on the cusp of like the all that time. And it's apparently going to adapt a storyline from the comics, the Demon Bear Saga, where it was essentially there's a demon bear.
Oh, God.
I really wish I knew more about it than that. I think the demon bear feeds on bad feelings or something like that, fears.
It's a teddy bear?
No, it's a bear.
Well, it's like a demon care bear because it feeds on bad feelings?
It's a big grizzly bear with, like, red eyes. From what I'm seeing here. I got to go back and try to read this arc to see if maybe it reads better than the way I'm describing it.
I think it's great though, the demon teddy bear that steals thoughts.
There was a comic book a couple years back with a teddy bear who was also a secret agent. It was something Stuffins or something, not Doc, like the kids thing, but it was a teddy bear secret agent. I really wish I could remember the name of that fucking comic book, but it was amazing because it was just the teddy bear, you know, just fighting thing. But I think if they did a demon teddy bear, that would be a pretty good way to take it. But, I mean, Maisie Williams, so she is officially now the second Stark sister to play a mutant. So, I mean, there's some definite crossover ability there, right?
Well, those two are, like, best friends or whatever. So I'm sure they're like, hey, let's do these, let's be mutants together.
Right.
I think that she's going to carry over. You know, because like everything's gonna
the Dark Phoenix saga is where
yeah everything's
headed,
gonna fit together, right?
So. Yeah. So I mean, New Mutants. I mean, it's got to take place unless they like state it's gonna take place in the 80s, which, you know, I don't know why it would. They could just do New Mutants because the kids who are in the 80s now will be getting older by the time they, you know what I mean, they catch up. The New Mutants could be coming along now, or do they almost have to take place in like the 90s in order to be matched up with.
The people
who were from Apocalypse. You know what I mean? Like the Dark yeah. Phoenix. What year is that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be taking place in the 90s or is that?
I think so. I think okay. They were going to do the 90s.
So when is New Mutants going to take place, I wonder?
I don't know. They might place it in the aughts.
Oh, to be a new thing.
You know?
Yeah. I think Gifted, too, we can assume takes place like in our day and age. So yeah, maybe New Mutants, yeah, you're right, is going to be
I would like to see this demon teddy bear like that steals thoughts or controls thoughts, but what his real power is he is best friends with a mutant girl, like a little 8-year-old with superpowers that are like super badass, and he uses her
as like a conduit,
right? So then like you can't, you know, you have to somehow destroy him, but you can't hurt her, and like that's
right.
Pretty awesome, but A big scary bear, though. That I guess that'll work.
Yeah, I think it's just a giant, like,
it
psychic
looks like a big
bear.
Giant bear.
Yeah, it really, like, we'll put up a
it's
picture for
it. It's
kind of
like Gorilla, you know, the Gorilla Groot or whatever, or Grot.
Yeah, but yeah. Just a bear. I mean, it almost have to be another mutant who turned into Demon Bear, kind of like Wolfsbane, right?
Yeah.
That'd be the way to kind of fix that up a little bit.
I'm sure they'll, yeah, because just having a bear be a psychic. Although, and he's super giant.
Super giant, yeah.
Holy Christ.
He's like a 40-foot bear or something from the looks of this.
That has to be like a mental image, maybe.
Yeah, like they're fighting inside their minds kind of deal.
Yeah.
That'd be a way to tie in, you know, Jean Grey a bit then. Like maybe she comes to save everybody or something like that.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Mr. Stuffins. That is the
comic. Mr. Stuffins?
Yeah, it's a teddy bear secret agent. Yeah,
this
scientist creates
crazy.
An artificial intelligence, and he puts it into a Teddy Ruxpin, essentially, and it makes him a super spy.
I freaking love some of these headlines. They sound like such whiny bitches. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 turned Mantis into the butt of a joke. Oh, boo-hoo!
Yeah, people get really salty about that sort of stuff.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Yes, it did. She's very ugly. She's very unattractive.
Yeah, I, even through all that stuff, it's like, that's a, you know, yeah. I don't get some of these people with their complaints about that sort of thing. I don't know. But damn. Lastly, there's a little bit. The Mummy. Like, have you been watching the trailers for this? Like the sneak peeks and all that? Like,
a little bit.
I don't think I'm really that fearful about the universe reboot anymore. I mean, unless Johnny Depp does play the Invisible Man. But all in all, like, you know, it looks like they're really doing their homework on this. I mean, you know, they're letting Tom Cruise just kind of do what he does best and just run and jump and shoot shit.
Well, and they at least made Johnny Depp invisible.
I mean, if he does, you know,
the Invisible Man.
Yeah. I got to get out and try to see Guardians soon, man. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I've seen it twice already.
I know. Twice. Like, did you notice anything new the second time you watched it?
I didn't notice anything new, but I was able to, like, enjoy the character interactions more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd have to say Guardians 2 is probably a deeper, more personal, and better film than the first one.
That's a strong
statement.
The first
one is maybe more fun, but the second one is better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it just crossed 600 million worldwide, so fairly certain the third one's going to be coming.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Yeah. Come on now. Jeez.
Are you going to try to get out to theater this weekend and see Alien Covenant, or is that one you think you could wait to rent?
Reading some of the reviews, and it, you know, it's so funny because I read the freaking synopsis today too.
Oh, did it ruin it for you?
I'm freaking terrible at that. I'm just so bad. I can't ignore. So then I was like, oh no. But yeah, I might get.
Has the embargo lifted? Like, are people officially able to fully review it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, and the whole plot's on.
Oh no shit! And you already read the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm gonna try to hold off.
Yeah, I would hold off. Hold off. Don't do it.
Don't spoil it for myself.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's probably stuff you'd see coming anyway, but it's pretty interesting.
Right.
I still don't think they fixed the problems with Prometheus with the fact that there's really dumb decisions, and I think you might actually be really pissed about what they do with the black goo.
Just tell me.
Just tell. Okay.
People,
so,
you guys can turn this off if you want. We're wrapping up here, but a lot of alien spoilers.
We're way balls deep into this one. So. Okay, so David, went to the engineer's planet.
Mm-hmm.
They in the beginning they don't know what happened, but like essentially David wipes them out, uses them for like experimentations with the black goo.
Right. And you pick up on all that throughout, like, you know, just throughout everything that's been released so far. Like, you know, that's not too hard.
It's not too spoily, but so then, but he has manufactured the black goo into a face hugger.
Whoa. So he made the face huggers?
He made the face huggers, and he essentially makes what is known as the alien. That is in the...
But in Aliens, the queen was the one making the egg, so, like, he made the first face hugger, and then...
Right, huh. So... that's where I'm saying... Did he make all the eggs?
Yeah, that's...
That's where I'm saying you're like, did he end up making the queen to make the thing, to make the... you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Are you going to be that dumb?
And how did the queen get to the other planet? Like, does he leave this planet at the end of the movie and head somewhere else?
So he fights another android that's like him, Walter.
Right, Walter, yeah.
And then, okay, so, but he defeats him and he...
Takes his place. Oh!
And he hides, like, he has embryos hidden inside his gut.
Alien embryos.
That he ends up, like, taking out.
So he is the can of Barbasol.
Right, he is, yeah. And so that's how things... He is essentially the maker of the alien, which to me is like...
So he's God, essentially, to them? Is that what they're getting at? He's the creator?
Yeah, he's the creator, which really bugs me because it's like, I always liked it, the fact that the alien was an actual species.
Right.
You know, that has evolved...
Just infest, to be like, locusts.
Super killing machine, you know? And the whole queen thing, like you said, it's like, well, there's a queen. Why is there a queen? Did he manufacture a queen?
Right.
To make these face huggers? So I don't know. There's a lot of things in there that I'm kind of...
Did they leave it off to where there's going to be another one? Like, is that the plan? Have you heard anything? Is there supposed to be another one of this? There is.
I believe so,
But they scrapped the one Neil Blomkamp was going to do with Sigourney Weaver and Michael Biehn.
Like, what's his name? Ridley Scott was saying there's going to be... two or three more of these.
To tie into Alien?
Yes.
Wow. So he's got a ways to go.
Yeah. Huh. Right.
Well, it's...
But... Yeah. But they did say... So there's a lot of... Like, a lot of the reviews said that it is a good mix of action and horror, and there is some good performances. And you'll love this. James Franco dies right away.
Oh, fantastic. Does he die in like a loading dock accident before they even get on the ship?
No, he's the captain of the ship, and he dies in the accident that causes them to stop where they are and to find out that, there's another planet that might be better than where we're going.
Oh, my God.
So they decide, instead of going to that other planet, to go to the planet that they think is better. So they send a little expedition down there. Yeah, and then they discover that David's there, and David's a complete psycho lunatic android.
Do they ever show what happened to the doctor? Like, is she still asleep? Or
no, she's gone. I think he used her he used her as like part of the experimentation with the black goo.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Alien bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
which is weird because like
I still
so
might have to go out and see it.
Yeah, so like maybe Wayland. Because they show in the beginning, they show Wayland making David, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
that was
maybe,
what the fuck,
Guy Pierce?
Not Guy Ritchie, Guy Pierce. Yeah.
So maybe he's like essentially he programmed him to, if he finds the things that you know that he Wayland's looking for,
bring
to
it with him.
Essentially, manufacture weapons or do scientific research or do something crazy. I don't know. Still, either way. Scientifically, it's pretty out there.
Do they say planet, like, the people who survive are going to with David, or are they going back to Earth?
Oh, God, what's it called?
Are they going to LV-428 or what it was from the first one?
No.
Or 426 from Aliens?
Yeah, I think they were going to some other planet. It might be that planet, but I'm not sure. But even then, like...
Yeah, LV-426, that's where Aliens took place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where they're headed right now?
Let me just double check.
Because that'd be a way to tie it into Aliens, but I don't know how they get to Alien from there, because they just found the ship just floating.
Yeah, so it says, no, it's a remote planet, Orange A6.
Oh, so they're not even in the same star system, presumably, then?
No.
Okay. Boy, they got a lot of legwork to do.
Yeah, there's it leaves it open like David at the end.
Yeah.
Where he regurgitates the embryos and leaves them in the stasis chamber with a couple of humans.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's the villain of the story.
Fucking androids, man. Ripley was
right. Yeah, it seems like the androids. And so that might end up being like a Wayland thing where ultimately Wayland androids are programmed secretly to be bad.
Yeah.
You know, like if they encounter alien life.
Except for Bishop. Kind of Bishop was the good one.
Yeah, yeah. They finally fixed that one.
They finally made one not an asshole.
Then he got ripped apart.
Yeah, poor Bishop. Rest in peace. Thank you very much for those of you who stuck around for the whole year. We appreciate it. For those of you who are new to the show, thank you very much. You can find us at adamsnerds.com. That is ADAMSnerds.com. YouTube, Google Plus, iTunes, we're everywhere. You guys know how to find us. Tell your friends. We really appreciate it. On behalf of Matt and I'm Aaron, we look forward to another great year. See you guys later. Peace.
James Franco dies right away.
Oh, fantastic.